everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk with Kerry Kasem. And you can see Kerry Kasem at kerrykasem.com.
Oh, my gosh. You gave me a plug, Tim. Wow.
Thank you very much.
Your heart isn't as cold as I thought it was.
kerrykasem.com. All right. We have an officer in here. Or actually, I should say a deputy, right?
Deputy sheriff.
Yeah,
yes.
Deputy sheriff.
Nice.
From the L.A. Sheriff's Department. His name is Chris Landovazo, right?
That is correct.
Landovazo. Look at that. I pronounced that
very
correctly.
Very cool.
Not as beautiful as Kerry Kasem
oh,
here.
Oh, that's so sweet of you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yes.
I just saw Sheriff Lee Baca.
Really? Right?
Yeah, a couple days ago. That's so funny.
Drinking and driving again?
Yeah.
So he's out there. All right. Now, you're putting together, you have a great charity. Did you actually put this together yourself?
I did.
Look at you, man.
Well, not myself. You know, I shouldn't say that. We have a team of people. We have a great board of directors, and without their help, I mean, it's
right.
But, insurmountable.
But yeah, off the air, he takes all the credit himself. but it's called Cops for Causes. And it's cops4causes.org, and raising money, in this case, for Juan Escalante. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And he was the officer, or the deputy that was shot in front of his house, and they think that his daughter may have discovered him?
No, from my understanding.
For his mother.
His wife, Celeste, and his 10-year-old son, I believe, were the ones that actually went out and saw him.
Oh, that's terrible.
All right. And this guy worked downtown at the L.A., at the county lockup.
That's right, Men's Central Jail.
Yeah.
Ever been there, Tim?
You know, I've not had the pleasure. I've actually picked up a brother of mine outside.
Yeah, I visited an ex-boyfriend in there.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You know what? One of the reasons I don't like to go there is because they do
totally
do a small background check.
I was a little excited, Kerry. Yeah.
No, totally kidding.
Kerry, please. But they do a background check when you go visit people there. Is that correct?
I don't think it's as stringent as the requirements for becoming a goddess in Nepal, but it is definitely a stringent process.
So I don't like to go down there because I don't like, I don't know if I got a warrant out or something. All of a sudden, I'm behind the bars. So how many people are you holding down there at this county lockup?
You know what? It fluctuates. I think weekends are up to like 20,000. I mean,
20,000 people down there.
You get pretty full there.
And what is it? The drunk drivers that make it really full?
You know, it's a host of everybody.
What's like the biggest population of abusers?
Criminals.
Thank you.
Yeah, guys are doing stuff that you don't
like. Is it somebody who abuses alcohol, weed? Is it,
You know, it's just a mix of everything, actually. I mean,
really?
You have people from, people who've murdered people to people who are in there for drunk driving.
20,000.
They're in the same cage? The murderers and the drunks?
We separate them, per their classification status. So the violent criminals, if you will, are kind of segregated from the people who come in for lesser crimes, if you will.
You get three meals down there at this joint?
Peanut butter and jelly. Yeah, you do.
What's a typical meal for an inmate?
Well, it depends. Once they get into housing, they get hot meals.
Is that right?
Yeah, during in the inmate reception center, it's usually peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, cookies, juice.
What about if you're a vegetarian? Do they not care? Do they really not care?
Kerry, don't go to jail.
Yeah. I just slowly die.
A vegetarian.
I trade people.
Kerry Kasem in jail.
For crackers.
I don't eat this. I don't eat.
Here's
I don't know what's
my
in
meat.
This.
You know, maybe we should hold her in lockup
Give
and just have
veggies.
People, call in donations for Cops for Causes.
Yeah.
So they get her out.
All right, Cops for
People
causes.
Would leave me in there. Are you kidding me? I'd never get out.
Yeah, you gotta try to avoid that.
I had a friend who
had a DUI and was locked up down there. He said it was an absolute hellish 24 hours.
Oh.
But the family of Deputy Juan Escalante, and I think he was killed in August. Wasn't it August?
Yeah, August 2nd.
Did they find the person who did this?
You know, from my understanding, they still do not have very many leads, or if they do, they're being very tight-lipped about the
There's a big
the
reward out there, right? $100,000 or so?
I believe that there is one out there.
Jesus Christ. Oh. If you know any information, obviously contact the Sheriff's Department. Maybe you're eligible for that reward. I think it's like between $70,000 or $100,000.
Have you ever caught anybody like turning themselves in, like, let's say this guy, Rama, what is his name? Rajmir?
The guy who killed his family?
Rajram.
Yeah,
Rajram.
Somebody like that who's desperate for money, turns himself in, or has one of his kids or somebody else say, hey, I know who did it, turns himself in, they get the money.
But
they didn't really do it.
Yeah.
Do you have anybody like actually do something like that?
No, typically the way that the rewards are set up is it's after the conviction. So it's not like you can just come down and say, hey, this guy did the crime and, you know, they
Where's
take
the
him
check?
In. Here's your check.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. But has anybody ever done that? Falsely said, I know who did it. And, you know, it was a setup and somebody got the money for it.
I'll bet it's happened.
I wonder.
Not very often.
Probably not very often.
All right. So now this whole night you guys are putting together October 15th, 7:30 and 9:45, two shows.
Actually, one show.
One show. Oh, what time?
It's 8 o'clock p.m.
8 o'clock. Oh,
yes, it is. Down in Long Beach at the Laugh Factory.
8 p.m. All right, 8 p.m. is the show down there. What comics are coming down?
Well, we have Alonzo Bowden, Joey Medina, Chris Reed, and are very fortunate to welcome Dane Cook to the lineup.
Yeah.
Wow, look at that.
That's right.
Yeah, we were going to have the guy on tonight who plays Angel in Dexter, but I guess he's got caught on the set and couldn't break away, so maybe we'll have him on a future date. I guess he's going to be down there.
Oh, just get me, Tim.
Yeah.
You're good enough. You're definitely good enough. But you have to have anybody that's from Dexter, please make it one of my nights.
All right.
You know, here's the interesting thing about David Zayas. That's the actor who plays Angel. Believe it or not, he was actually a cop for NYPD for 15 years.
What?
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, you know, as a matter of fact, when we started putting together the benefit for October 15th, we reached out via our publicist, and he was just right there. Wendy McClendon Covey from Reno 911 is our honorary host.
Right. And Joey Medina used to be a cop, too. I don't
know.
Yes,
he did, actually. Yeah. He was a detective, I think, out in Arizona.
Yeah.
So, you know, the law enforcement community is really kind of coming out to support this and to help raise money for the Escalante family, as well as Special Olympics. That is one of the other beneficiaries of this cause.
Right.
So it's very exciting, and the tickets are on sale right now.
Okay, and where do you go to get tickets here?
www.cops4causes.org, or you can call our hotline at 1-888-964-COPS.
That sounds like fun.
888-964-COPS.
You know, I think people need to laugh. You know,
I agree.
There's so many things out there with the economy and you know, all these other different things that are kind of going on out there that, you know, I think it's just time for people to kind of get back to laughing. Taking it, you know,
taking
things in stride.
Yeah,
that would be a decent act, though. Like, let's say a comic goes down there, and he's like, all right, ladies and gentlemen, Ralph Schneider. And he gets up, he goes, oh, thank you very much, anybody. All right, these two guys go into a bar. One guy is Jewish, the other one's Catholic. And the Jewish guy, oh, I'm sorry, I got to remember there's a cop that's been killed. All right, there's three guys that go, there's no punchlines because it gets very serious.
No, you know what? The idea, though, is just, it's about healing. You know, I've yet the chance to actually interface with Celeste, who's Juan's wife. But, you know, she's very positive. I've seen emails that she sends to me. And, you know, she's keeping a very positive outlook. She has her three children that she's focused in on. And, you know, we're just glad to have the whole CJ staff, Men's Central Jail staff, kind of get behind this. Also, just the folks from Special Olympics to kind of help us, kind of help their programs. I don't know if you guys have really gotten involved much with Special Olympics, but what they do.
Yeah, we used to play the basketball against them.
And you'd lose, right?
Did you lose?
We lost every
single time.
Well, because they have this one guy who's like, this one black guy who's like 6'4", and I don't know what his handicap was, but it certainly wasn't his inability to reverse tomahawk on us. Guy would slam dunk every time. They beat us by like 30 points. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk to Officer Chris. Let me get this right. It is Land of Ozzo.
Yes. What's his name again?
Yes.
What's
Land of Ozzo.
What's his name again?
Sheriff Chris Land of Ozzo. There you go. And we're going to take a couple calls here. If you have any questions about these new laws that are out there, either the texting law or perhaps the hands-free, the cell phone law, and you want to ask a cop a question, or maybe you got yourself a bum ticket and you want to ask a cop a question here, we'll do this as sort of like a public public service here for the next 10 to 15 minutes or so. 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show with Kerry Kasem. Special guest Officer Chris Land of Ozzo is with us, and we're live on 97.1 FM Talk.
Tonight there's gonna be a jailbreak somewhere in this town. See, me and the boys, we don't like it, so we're getting up and going down. Hide low, looking right to left. If you see us coming, I think it's best to move away. Do you hear what I say from under my breath? Tonight is gonna be a jailbreak.
97.1 FM Talk.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, live on 97.1 FM Talk. Carrie Kasem is with us.
There I am.
And also Officer Chris Landovazo is with us. Yes. And
we'll he loves to say your name like that.
I know.
That's right? Landovazo.
Landovazo, absolutely. Throw a deputy in front of that and we're good to go.
All right. Daniel in Bell Canyon, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
All right. What's your question for the officer?
I actually had a DUI, and it's kind of funny. I was actually on the radio with you, Tim, when Frosty was there. But anyway, that's besides the point. What I was wondering is, say if I do get convicted and, you know, all that good stuff, and they do take me to the Twin Towers or whatever, would I be put in a general population, or will I be in, like, suicide watch? Or because, you know, I don't really want to go down that road if I have to.
Right. No, you'd be put in a celebrity tank.
Oh, perfect. Well, hey, you know me. That's what I do.
They put everybody in general population, right?
Yeah, 99% of the people? Yeah, unless you have some special circumstances.
Right.
Most of the time, you're going to go to general population.
There's no area for celebrities. It's just general population.
Exactly.
You know?
Everybody there is a celebrity, though.
Yeah, you just sit there. Now, I imagine, though, if a cop gets arrested for DUI, he's put in isolation for his own safety.
Right. And then, like I said, there's other populations that are kind of pulled out of general population.
What about like transgender protection? People like that?
Transgendered, the homosexual community are also kind of segregated. People who were convicted of crimes or sex crimes with children and stuff like that are also
right?
segregated.
Oh, yeah, because they'd kill them.
Yeah, they.
Hey, you get a breakdown at county lockup, Randy.
That's where I got to go.
Yeah. All right. So celebrities don't get special treatment. They get treated like everybody else.
For the most part, yes.
Right. Now, if you pulled over a guy, he's weaving all over the road, and you pull him over, and it turns out he's a cop, don't you just give him his license back and go slow down?
You know, believe it or not, that used to be the case, but...
not anymore?
You know, no.
The last reason to become a cop.
Especially if you get pulled over by CHP, let me tell you.
They're going
to
nail you?
They'll take their mother to jail.
Oh.
All right, watch out
but
for
I
those
love
guys.
Those guys.
All right, Officer Scott here in San Diego. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All right. Now, you were the first cop to respond to this Rajaram shooting?
What's his name again?
Rajaram.
Yeah, I was actually the third one to arrive on scene.
Jesus Christ. But you live in San Diego?
I live in San Diego. I actually just started listening to your radio station because I'm actually dating my girlfriend up in Riverside. So I hit your station around that area, and I've been absolutely fascinated.
Thank you, sir. Hey, so are you with LAPD?
No, San Diego.
Wait, explain how you were all the way up here and responded.
I was
to that.
Up there on training with K-9.
Oh, wow.
And responded to the call to assist.
Wow.
And ended up being there. And what makes the story even 10 times worse is the fact that I was just involved in a shooting myself back in San Diego.
Wow.
And it's been pretty tough with me.
Wait, you got shot or you shot somebody?
We had to take down a suspect.
Did you wipe him out?
Oh yeah, he was. Took about 12 rounds.
Jeez.
After six of us.
What did he wipe
him out? I'm so sick of it. I'm sorry. Wait, good for you.
What did he? Wait, first of all, before we killed the guy, what did he do?
Otherwise, they come back and they sue you.
Yeah. What did he do?
We got a call to a guy who got upset at his neighbor. He went to the neighbor's house and shot. Three rounds into his front door and window.
Oh, boy.
When we arrived on scene, he came out with the gun. We had to call him out by bullhorn because we couldn't get any options of calling him on his house phone. He wasn't answering it, so we used the bullhorn. When he came out, pointed the gun at one of the officers and shot one round. And
That's the way to go to Forest Lawn.
Well, but do you think that was like the suicide by cop kind of thing? Like the guy just wanted to go?
You know, when I was giving him CPR, I could smell the alcohol coming off his breath. So I just don't know if it was a bit of judgment, thinking
Booze,
that he was a
Booze
tough
takes
guy.
Another hit.
Oh, hold on a sec. So it's 12 rounds into this guy, and then you give him CPR?
Yes.
A policy.
Yes.
He states that we got to at least do it.
Please, God, don't say you do mouth-to-mouth or anything like that.
They give us some pocket masks, usually. But, if you don't have them.
right. All right. So when you get to the scene here with this Rajaram shooting, can you talk yep. about it at all? I mean, or is it still too traumatic?
It's still a little too traumatic. With San Diego PD, we have a focus group that I am definitely going to be attending to. I've been speaking to the chaplain every day, and the chief's been calling me, just saying great job how we handled that scene, even though I was out of my jurisdiction. But
I heard that the that each one of the sons was shot and killed in the head, but he shot the mother-in-law 1,285 times. Is that true?
I have no clue. You know, I never even entered the house.
You never go in. Huh?
I never went in. I just was out there visually, and it felt like you constantly getting those chills up and down your spine,
man.
Because you know the traumatic event that
you got kids
occurred.
Yourself?
No, I do not.
Oh man, I bet it hits. I bet any of the officers out there who had kids, they probably said, "Hey, guy, if you want to, take a back seat and let somebody else come in here." Because I imagine if you had kids, right. It was 100 times worse.
Yeah.
Scott, get a hold of me via
horrible.
Email. We'll give you some tickets to the Cops for Causes Laugh Factory.
All right, hold on one second. Officer, thank you for calling. Man, what a traumatic job you guys have sometimes.
I've always wanted to be one of those people that a crime scene photographer.
And is that right?
I've always had a fascination
with
that.
Look at you, you're
up the radio.
I know, I do. And Dexter, oh my gosh! You really got me going. I put threw a little makeup on. I was so
great.
Excited. Thank you.
I thought that was for me.
Actually,
didn't want to be in, I didn't want to come out and say it.
Michael in Northridge, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
All right. You got a question for the officer?
Yeah, but quick, what's even crazier? I actually live at that community.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. But I had a question for the officer.
Sure.
I was wondering, how much marijuana can I have before I have to go to jail?
2 pounds. really, Chris? It's 2 pounds? Is that right?
Depends. There are people out there that that do use it for a medical necessity, and they carry cards.
And they can have an ounce?
I would have to look up the actual the amount itself. But
if you pull somebody over and they've got a recommendation, I know it's not a prescription, they got a recommendation, and he goes, "Hey, listen, I got 2 joints, but I got a recommendation." You let him go?
Typically, it depends on how they're carrying it. It's just, it's like, for instance, there's people that are prescribed prescription medications. The fact is that you still shouldn't be driving, even if they're in your system, because they are going to affect the way that you drive.
Right. And can you smoke weed in public?
Can you smoke
if you
it
have
in public?
A prescription?
Usually you have to smoke it at the actual sites where they provide it, or in your own home.
In your own home.
How many people have you pulled over really like having a problem driving, and then you realize they were on weed?
It happens quite frequently.
Yeah?
And there's just different symptomology that you look for.
Can you smell it?
Absolutely.
Oh, sure. Of course.
Have you ever been around it, Tim?
Yeah. I mean, Malibu Dan used to be a pretty heavy weed smoker. And when he'd come in, I get a contact high from this guy. He's like a big skunk coming in here.
I just know so many people that smoke weed, that I've known for years and years and years, that just, they smoke it like cigarettes, they fly planes, this isn't a joke, they drive, they've never had a problem, never been pulled over, never had a ticket, and, then you have people who drink, I have a friend who's been pulled over twice now for drinking. So I have a hard time, I don't know anybody that I personally know that's been pulled over and then been, caught for weed.
Right. All right, real quickly, officer, the best way to get out of a ticket, in your opinion, your tutored opinion?
Ooh, that's a good question. I think that typically when you're just honest, I mean, the fact is that when an officer or a deputy pulls you over, they pulled you over for a reason of some violation that they've observed.
Right.
So, if you go up there and the first thing that comes out of your mouth is, what'd you pull me over for?
Right.
or you have, just a really mild disposition, I think that's going to set the tone for most things. But, for the most part, everybody's out there rushing about to go into their jobs. They got, busy lives. And sometimes we just forget, the speed limits, stop signs,
sure.
Things like that. And, it happens to everybody. So.
Every time I've been honest, I've gotten out of it.
See,
every time
right
I'm like, you got me. I'm sorry. I'm a total ass. Yeah. I deserve it. And I swear every time I've done that, I've gotten out of it. I pulled myself over once and a cop said, "I've never seen anybody do that." I went flying by him. Literally freeway overpass. I went flying by him. He didn't even turn his lights off. I pulled right over. Thank you for your honesty. Nobody's ever done that before.
Now I'll say, if you get pulled over by a traffic cop, you're pretty much done.
Right.
Yeah. You're done.
Yeah. A motorcycle cop, he's going to just start writing the ticket before you even talk to
you. A motorcycle cop pulled me over. It was another time. And I totally let me off. I'm like, yep, wow. I cut the bus off. I'm so sorry. I put my hand out the window. I thought, you know, he saw me. I was wrong. And the guy, because I did some kind of illegal thing.
I thought you were signaling with your hands. I was like, that's really old school. What are you driving?
I was signaling. I was trying to get over it to make a turn and the bus. So I thought the bus saw me, but it didn't. So I went right in front of him and he like honked at me and the cop pulled me over. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I really put my hand out. I did cut him off.
All right. We got to take a break.
Now you're cutting me off, Tim. Look at this. I can't even talk.
All right, go to copsforcauses.org. Copsforcauses.org. It's October 15th, which is next Wednesday at 8 p.m. And most of the proceeds go to the family of Juan Escalante. And again, copsforcauses.org, or call them 888-964-COPS.
That's correct.
Okay, 888-964-COPS. And it's next Wednesday down in Long Beach. Thanks for coming by.
Hey, thank you, Tim. Yeah,
and Dane Cook's going to be there.
Dane Cook.
Wow.
Join us.
All right, and be safe out there, buddy.
Thank you very much.
All right, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Kerry Kasem's with us. We're live at 97.1 FM Talk.
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the wheel. There's a voice in my head that drives my heel.